The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Memhe. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Mor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sarah, Marat Zekenati, Yafa Bat Sarah, Abraham Ben Esther, Velainu Nishmat, Arav Atzadik, Hacham Siyon Levi Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tenihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashlema, Moshe Mendina, Sarah Rochama Bat Rachel, and Sarah Bat Rachel. Edna referred to him for the nefesh, for the guf, for the time kerabat amo. Vehen yirasom venomar amen. We are beginning today's daf from the Amdal Amud Bet, and we start two lines from the bottom. We had a shita yesterday of Ula. Ula shita was Ketana shenetkadesha shelo ledat abiya. A ketana, a minor, she went, she made kiddushin unbeknownst to her father. Normally we say the father has the right to kadesh the ketana. She went, she did it without the consent of the father, without the da'at, I should say, of the father. So Ula says her ma'asim are nothing. She does not even need a mi'un. She needs nothing. The ma'aseh of a ketana without the permission of her father is nothing. So the Gemara begins with a question. The Gemara already asked the question against Ula, and Ula answered. Now the Gemara is going to ask another question. Matib lava min Ula en mochra lekerubim. That the law is, a person is not allowed to sell his daughter as a shifha to relatives. Why? Because the law is that when you sell your daughter as a slave, she has to be ra'ui to marry the Adon. That marriage is called Kedushe Yehud. So therefore, if you're going to sell to a relative, the sale is not a sale because she obviously she cannot marry the relative. So, En mochra lekerubim. Mishum Nabi El-Azhar Amru mochra lekerubim. He says no, that you're allowed to sell your daughter just for amhut, even though it cannot lead to ishut, that's okay as well. Veshavim, both rabbis agree. Shemochra almana lekohen gadol gerusha v'halutza lekohen edyot. That a person is allowed to sell his daughter, let's say his daughter is an almana, he'd be allowed to sell her to a kohen gadol, even though the marriage of an almana to a kohen gadol is isur, lav, in the Torah, or he could sell his daughter if she was a gerusha to a kohen idiot, even though that marriage is yisud oraita, but the kedushin is tofsin. So therefore, like we know, kedushin is tofes b'chayibed lavin, and yisud lav, kedushin is tofes. So therefore, the sale is going to be a sale. So now we need to know logistics. Hay almana echidame. How did this ketana become an almana? This is what we want to know. So maybe the case was very simple. A father was mekadesh her to a guy. The guy died when she was a ketana. Hence she becomes an almana. And now the father is going to sell his almana daughter to a kohen gadol. Maybe that's the case. Can't be. Mi matzim mazbinla? Is he allowed to sell her? We learned already. Ha'en adam mocheret bitol shifhut ahar ishut. We learned in a previous Gemara that once the father gives his daughter over in ishut, in a marriage, he loses his rights to sell her over as a shifha. So if you tell me that he married her off already once, when she was a ketana, now she became an almana, how can he sell her? What's the question? Almana to Kohen Gadol. He cannot sell her to a Kohen Gadol. He loses his rights to sell her, being that he married her off once. So what's the case? El alav the kaddish I nafsha. Oh, the case must be talking about where she went and she married herself. The father did not exercise his right to marry her off when she was a kidna. She went on her own. Oh, and what do you see? The kakarila almana, and you still see she's called an almana, which means what? A ketana that gets married shelo ledaat avia, it's considered a marriage, and that's why when the guy dies, she's called an almana. Oh, and now the father can sell her to the Kohen Gadol because he never sold her before. She went and did it to herself. So then we have a question against Ula. You see over here that a ketana that got married shelo ledaat avia, it's considered the marriage. Right? So comes the Gemara and says, no, Amar Rav Amram, Amar B'Yitzhak, Hacha B'Kiddushe Ye'ud. This is referring to that the father sold her for Kiddushe Ye'ud. Now, we don't know what this means yet. Ba'alibad Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar. Ma'ot Rishonot, Lav the Kiddushe Nitanu. Remember, we had a great mahlokah on the mechanics of how Kiddushi Ye'ud works. Is it the pshat that when the father sells her as a shifha and he receives money, some want to say that that money is already the kiss of Kiddushin? So therefore, it's the father selling her over, that's already the Kiddushin right there, because the Kiddushin is taking place retroactively at the time that the father received the money. So therefore, they look at every sale of a shifcha as a, there's a kiddushin there. The kiddushin is at the time of the sale. Or do you look at it? No. The money is for the shifchut. However, as long as she's working, so she depreciates. The value that she was paid for goes down. If she was sold, let's say, for $1,000, so the more she works, now it's $800 she worked, now $700 she worked, $500. So long as there's a shaveh piruta left in her account of work, the master can tell her, are at mikudeshet li, or miyuedet li, with the remaining money that you owe me in work. So that opinion holds that the kiddushin takes place later on. It's got nothing to do with the father. Oh, so now, based on that opinion, we can understand a case where a girl can become an almana. How is the case? So look at Rashi. The kiddushin ye'ud. Shinit almana. Shinit almana mi kiddushin ye'ud. She became an almana from Kiddushim of Yehud, and that's not considered that the father married her off. Because when a father sells his daughter as a shifcha, it's not like he sold her for Ishut. You're right. In shifchut achare Ishut. But when a girl is sold as a shifcha, that's not Ishut. Even though it could lead to Ishut. Because we're going according to the opinion that says what? The Ishut takes place later on. And that's not the kesef that the father got. Therefore, she was sold as a slave, as a shifcha, which was ketana. The master died. Hence she was an almana. Now the father still has a right to sell her again, and tonight he could sell her to a kohen gadol, even though she's an almana, and therefore you don't have a question against Ula. The case is not to know where the ketana married herself off. Now she says, "Vim tomar, halu al yede avia ba'ula." What are you talking about? She says that she was sold by her father, and the money that the father gets for the mechira later on, that's the depreciation. Of the money, she is to alea haba velhuba veloy de abia bau. La the abia hakmikira batashud batar ishud. That doesn't mean a problem of shifchut achare ishud. So therefore, the case is talking about where the father sold her. You're allowed to sell her. Is that considered ishud according to this opinion? No, it's called shifchut. The money that he gets is not for kiddushin. The kiddushin takes place only later on, where there's some value left in us. So he's at me or anything with the money that's still in your work. Oh, so that's shifrut. The guy died, the master. Okay, she's free again. She's free. She's almana now, right? Because there was yehud. She's almana. So the hadush of the statement is the father can now sell her again to a kohen gadol, and you not have a problem because almana to kohen gadol is kiddushin. Tov seen. Good. So therefore, Ula is safe. Well, that's okay. That you can, a ketana can marry herself off unbeknownst to her father, and it's nothing. The kiddushin is nothing. If she does it, she doesn't even need a mi'un. The Gemara continues. Itmar. Okay, new case. Mit. Who died? Reshi. Zeshi kachash shelo ledat abiyah. Now we're going further into the story now. A girl went, made kiddushin shelo ledat abiyah. So we said, according to some opinions, the kiddushin is tofes. Ukart ola, no. But according to Rav and Shemuel, those other opinions we saw, the kiddushin is tofes. V'nafla lifne acha achiv liyibum. Oh. So the husband died, now she's falling this ketana to Yibum, to one of the brothers. Amaravuna Amarav. Now in Yibum, let's remember the way they used to do it in the olden days. They used to make what's called Ma'amar first. Ma'amar is like a kiddushin. The brother that was going to make Yibum, which Yibum is a bi'ah, Leshem Yibum, before they would make the Yibum, he would give a kisef. Right? They would say, Hare'at Mekudeshetli, but a kiddushin to a Yavama is called a Ma'amar. So the statement says like this, Amara mima'enet lema'amaro, she needs a mi'un if the Yavam made Ma'amar, ve'ena mima'enet lezikato. But just from the zika alone, without a ma'amar, she does not need mi'un. We don't know what the statement means. We need to read further to see exactly the understanding. Ketzad. Oh, asaba ma'amar. That means the yavam made ma'amar to this ketana. Listen, what she needs now to get out of it. Sidicha get. V'sidicha chalitza. V'sidicha mi'un. She needs all three procedures done to her. I go and explain it. Now, let's speak it out for a second over here. This is a girl that received two kiddushins already. She received the kiddushin from the first guy when she was a ketana, unbeknownst to her father. And then he died, the husband. And now she accepted a ma'amar again when she was a ketana from the second guy. So we have over here one of four options that we have to analyze. What was the father's opinion to this kiddushin? He could have been happy with both. He could have been disappointed with both, dissatisfied. He could have been happy with the first one and not the second one. He could have been happy with the second one and not the first one. All these scenarios will create now sefik in our halakha. Therefore, she's going to need different procedures to alleviate all the different scenarios that are possible to take place. Okay? That's the basic understanding how this Gemara is working. So the Gemara is going to start. Sidicha get. Why? Shema nitratzea av bekedushe sheni. Let's speak it out ourselves. Let's say the father was not interested in the first kedushin. Kedushe ketana. Kedushe ketana only works because we say later on when the father found out about it, he said, all right. So we say, okay, since the father found out about it, we say retroactively, we'll say it's okay. But let's say when the father found out about it, he wasn't happy. So the first kiddushin is zero. She's still a single woman. Right? But he was happy with the second. Now, the second is called ma'amar. But if she's not a yibama, that ma'amar is a regular full-fledged kiddushin. Therefore, to get out of it, you need a regular full-fledged get. Okay? So that takes care of that situation. Sidicha halitza. Now why would you need a halitza? Shemen etraseh ha'ab b'kedushe rishon. Very good. If you're saying kedushe rishon, he was happy with. So therefore, technically she really is a yibama. Okay? Now yibama, she fell to this brother. The brother made ma'amar. So now you need a halitza to get out of to break the zikah. On the side, yeah, well, the gate is on the side that the first one was not accepted and the second one was. Then she's a pinuya. She's just a single girl that got a kiddushin from somebody. And the father was happy with that. So you need a gate. on the side that he was happy with the first one, so now already she was married to him. Now she's a yibama. Now the guy gave her a mama. You want to get out of this? The only way you get out of it is when you have a halita. I mean, a yibum situation. You need a halita. A get doesn't help to get out of it. You need a procedure called a halita. Now, sricha mi'un. What's the mi'un doing for us over here? Shema lo netratzei av lo bekedushe rishon velo bekedushe sheni. Let's say the father wasn't happy with any of them. So therefore, technically what? She never married. The first thing was nothing. The second, she's not a yevama. The second thing is nothing. So therefore, there's no kiddushin over here. So the chaura, what does she need? A mi'un for on that side where nothing was tofes. Not kiddushin number one, not kiddushin number two. Chaura, what do you need? What is she at? When we tell her to make a mi'un, what does that mean, mi'un? We tell her to say, I refuse. When she gets she comes 12 years old, she has to say, I refuse, and retroactively we say, it was nothing. What did she got to do that for? The Gemara says, because the yomru, where are what the people are going to say? En kiddushin tofsin be'achota. Which means, when they're going to see already that there was a get over here. You got to remember, there was a get. Because we got to alleviate one of the scenarios, right? Is a person allowed to marry his wife's sister? No. Ahot ishto, as long as she's alive, the hayeha is asura. Now, if you just gave a get, what are the people going to say? Well, they gave a get to this lady. It must be that there was a real marriage over here. Therefore, let's say, hypothetically, this guy, this Yavam guy, went now and married the sister of this girl. What are the people going to say? Kiddushin is not tofes. It's zero. Therefore, we're not going to even make them need a get. Because we'll say, Kiddushin is not tofes, but really, it's a safek. And really, if he does get married to that sister, he's going to need a get, because could be what he did to the first lady was nothing. So if you're only going to allow a get, you're going to run into the scenario that they're going to matir him to not matir him to Ahot Ishto. But if he gets married to Ahot Ishto, they're going to matir him without any get, because they'll say it's not tofes. That's why you need a mi'un, so the people will know that there was a safek over here. That it's a possibility that there was nothing here. And if there's nothing here, kiddushin is tofes by the Ishto, and therefore you need a get in that scenario over there. It's to alleviate a problem of the sister, that they shouldn't let him out of the sister marriage without any such procedure. So the mi'un tells everybody there was a safek over here, and therefore it alleviates that scenario. Now let's read all this in Rashi. Let's read this in Rashi. Let's just read Rashi for a second. Mima'enet lema'amaro. Sricha mi'un im get. המותל עליה אם עשה במאמר אותו גט מצליחה להיות אמו מיעון. The get causes the מיעון, because the get creates the problem with אחות אשתו. So therefore, since there's a get that's needed for one of the scenarios to fix the situation that might result out of a get, you also need a מיעון. The Gemara explains. ואין ממאן את זיקתו. Okay, but you don't need a mi'un for zika. But if not asa b'ma'amar, we'll see now. The end of the get, el halitza. In that case, all you need is a halitza. We'll see zika to otah halitza. En zika to b'ma'en. Which means the ma'amar necessitates a get, which will hence necessitate a mi'un. Mashi'ekin, if there's no ma'amar, all it necessitates is a halitza, which will not necessitate a mi'un. Now we see why. Rashi. Kesad. הסבא מאמר, תקיימלם ביבמות, העושה מאמר ביבמתו. Good. הוא בא לפותרה בלא כניסה, he makes מאמר in his יבמה. And he wants to now release her. צריכה גט למאמרו והליצה לזיקתו. Now, וזו שקדשה שלא לדעת אביה. In this case over here, which adds to the scenario where she made a קדושה שלא לדעת אביה, אף צריכה מיעון מהם. She needs a mi'un as well. Shem lo nitrasei av, lo b'shel rishon, ve'lo b'shel sheni, ולא הייתה צריכה לא גט ולא חליצה. והרואה שצריכינו הגט אומר שהקדושין קדושין גמורים הם, ואין קדושין תופסין לה באחותה. And therefore, if he marries the sister, they're going to allow him out without anything, because the she was not tofes. But hold it. Might be it was tofes, and therefore you're going to need a get. So therefore, by making a mi'un, it tells everybody that there was a sefek over here in this marriage, and therefore, if he's going to marry the sister, it's a sur, but they're going to need him to make a, the dait a sur, but they're going to make him get a get also from there. They're not going to just let him go out and say, she's not tofes.
Yeah.
If you just got a get, so it's a regular divorce, because it's not the first b'chot ishto. So therefore, let's say when he did it, the guy's avariani, when he did it, what are the rabbis going to say?
Nothing.
Ah, don't worry about it, there was a get over here, or the people are going to say, there was a get over here, that means there was a full-fledged marriage here, you married your wife's sister, nothing, go home. But really, maybe it was the first that marriage, because maybe the first marriage was nothing. So how do you remind everybody the first marriage might be nothing? You let him make a mi'un. By making a mi'un retroactively, you nullify that marriage, and therefore the achotashto marriage is hal, maybe, therefore they're not going to let her out without a get of some sort. So therefore that settles that issue over there. So that takes care of all these situations. Good. Now let's get the next case over here. Let's get the next case. Lo asa b'ma'amar. Let's say he did not make ma'amar. Same scenario. She made kiddushin to the first guy without the father. Just ketana. The guy died. She felt the yibum. In this case of it, there was no ma'amar. So all you're going to need is what? Ela tzidika ela halitza bilvad. Why? Because on the side that he accepted the first kiddushin, the father, so she's married. Second kiddushin, you're going to need what? Second kiddushin to break it, you need a halitza. Right? Now, on the side that the father accepted the...
He didn't want the first one.
He didn't want the first one. So the second kiddushin over here, oh, the chaura, why shouldn't you need a get? We have to see why. And on the side that he didn't accept either, I'm not necessitating a mi'un. So let's see why. So it says, lo asaba ma'amar, if he did not make one, ena sericha ena halitza bilvad. Let's read that in, we have an ashi over here. Let me just cash up the ashi. Oh, continue. My amart, what are you going to say? Maybe you should say, at least we should need a mi'un. Right, you know why you don't need a get? You don't need a get because there was no ma'amar. Very simple. Get is not an option in this case. The second guy did not make a ma'amar. So if there's no ma'amar, even on the side that he was not interested in the first one and he was interested in the second one, there was no interested in the second one. There was no ma'amar in the second one. So therefore, get is not off the table. You just have to be concerned that what? Maybe the father was interested with the first kiddushin. Therefore, she's yibama. Now she falls to this brother. This brother wants to get out of it. He's got to give her a halitza. So you're going to ask, Rabbi, but also let her make a mi'un to solve the safek achot ishto case again.
Okay.
Because what? Maybe the brisk guy is going to marry now the sister. They're going to see that what? That you made a halitza. So therefore, they're going to come along and say that what? That this girl over here is considered Ahot Halutzato. That's the sister of the Halutza. And therefore, Kiddushin is not Tofes. And therefore, they let her out without any. But maybe the sad is, maybe the father was not the Tratzit with anything over here. And therefore, you got to give her a get to that girl. Why do you have the same issues? So the Gemara says, Shema Yomru, Tivae Namim Mi'un. She should need a Mi'un. Shema Yomru, En Kiddushin Tofsin Ba'achota. Not worried about that. You know why? Hakol yodin achot halutza derabbanan. Everybody knows that mina Torah achot halutza is tofes. Even the oraitos, even a regular case, it was a vadai halutza. Everybody knows that if this halutza now, that the husband, the guy that made the halutza, went and married this girl's sister, minatura kiddushin is tofes. That which you say kiddushin is not tofes by achot halutzato is only midrabbanan. So I'm not worried that they're going to let her go out without a get, and the second goes, everybody knows we're not Torah, you need a get. Midrabanan, the rabbi said, that it's Kiddushin is not Tofes. But Minat Torah, Kiddushin is Tofsin, therefore everybody knows that you have to give a get. The Amar Shtakish, Kan Shana Rabbi, Ahot Gerusha Mideoraita, which is Ahot Gerusha, a guy was married. He got divorced. Ahot Gerushato is not Asur Mideoraita. Okay? Not Tofes, Michlal. Achot halutza midvrei sofrim is asur, but midoraita is tofes. So I'm not worried that it's going to come out a problem by the gerusha case. Achot gerusha tos deoraita. There's nothing there. So therefore, I'm worried if there was a get in the first case. If there was a get, they say, oh, the first marriage was a marriage. There was a divorce. This kiddushin over here now that he made to the sister is nothing. They're going to let the sister out without anything, and could be she needs something. Well, good. In this case over here, what am I worried about? There was a halutza. Halutza. So they will make a miun in that case. So everybody will know that it was a safek. Therefore, when he goes to marry the sister, they're not going to let her out until she gets a get as well. But in this case over here, where he made a halutza, what am I worried about? I'm worried about he's going to marry now the sister, and the people are going to think that this halitza was 100% halitza. Therefore, kiddushin is not tofes. In the sister, they're going to let her out without anything. Everybody knows when a Torah is tofes. Everybody knows achot halutza is not like achot gerusha. Achot gerushato asu min a Torah kiddushin not tofes. Achot halutzato min a Torah. Tofes. Everybody knows this. What do you want? You're going to see him get married to the sister. They're going to say, you got to give a get. Nobody's going to ever think, therefore I don't need a mi'un to anticipate a problem. Because people know already that Achot Chalutza Tom and Torah is Tofes. But the Rabbanan, they say, Rabbi said it's Asur. Very good. And the Rabbi learned that. Now, let's see where Rabbi learned it. It says, Kan Shana Rabbi. Look at that sheet. Kan Shana Rabbi. Rabbi made this statement. Let's go back to Yibamot a little. Get some cases that we learned in Yibamot. Got the case? Guy made halitzat ez yibama. Halitzat ez yibama. Venasa achiv et achota. Great case. His brother married that girl's sister. Oh, you want names? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Okay? Hacholetz liyivimto. Reuven made chalitza to Rachel. Okay? Shimon married Leah. Reuven's brother. Shimon married Rachel's sister Leah. So for everything is kosher. Now what happened? Then Asaach, Eved Achotav, Umet, Shimon died. Now Leah is falling to Reuven. That is Achot Chalutzato. Right? Choletzet velo mityabemet. In that case over there, he's got to make halitza, because it's minat Torah, she falls. Cannot make yibum, because achot halutzato is midrabbanan. But she falls, so you got to break it minat Torah via a halitza. However, take the same case, Reuven married Rachel. Reuven got divorced from Rachel. Okay, Shimon married Leah. Okay, Shimon died. Leah falls to Reuven. You don't need anything because that's considered achot gerushato. So it was on that scenario that Rabbi came up and said, "Kan shana Rabbi." On those two cases, said, "What's the difference between this?" By achot halutzato, you need a halitza. By achot gerushato, you need nothing. Can't shana rabbi. That because minat Torah, achot halutzato is muteret. Therefore, you need to break it with a halitza. Masheken achot gerushato is nothing. Therefore, you don't even need a halitza. Can't shana rabbi. When he saw those two cases, that's where he piped up and said his law. Good, and that's the scenario that we said over here. Now we continue in the Gemara. Hanihu betre. I got story time now. Hanihu betre. Two people. They were drinking wine under the willow trees in Babel. Shakal had minayu kasada hamra. Guy took a cup of wine. Yahiv le lehavre. He gave it to his friend. Amar miqaddesha li beratech libri. I want to marry off my son
to your daughter. Interesting case. We never saw this before, that a guy is marrying off his son. We always saw father has a right to be kaddish off his daughter. Bitina tati. Now the guy came along and said, you know what, this wine over here, he's giving the kiddushin for his son. Here's the wine, I want your daughter for my son. Okay? Amar Avina, afidu leman de'amar, hayishinan shema netratze'av, shema netratze'av ben lo amrinan. Which is, even though we had shitot above that said, that when a ketana goes, unbeknownst to our father, so we're going to say what? That could be the kiddushin is a kiddushin, because shema netratze'av, and therefore if the father is okay with it, so then we say the kiddushin of the girl is okay, even according to those shitot. We don't say that maybe when the son's going to find out about it later on, he's going to be happy. This is zero. No, this is nothing. Why? Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says in the top. Look at the bottom first. Afir leman damar. Debat shenitkacha shaludat abiha. Shemat raseh avaminan. Shemat raseh ben. Bekedushin shekedesh to ha'av shelom edo lo amrinan. Why? It's easy to appease the father when it comes to the kiddushin of his daughter, because he also has the logic of what? Tav lemetav tandu. Get her married. The main thing is get his daughter married and he's happy. Why? The tav lemetav tandu. So therefore, you can say, okay, the father's the tratzit. Therefore, at the time that she did the kiddushin, you can assume that the father was happy, even though she's a katana. Fine. Aval gavra, but a man, the yik v'nasiv. They're particular, the man, they're particular who they're going to marry. Ve'uben eno pirshut abiv lekadesh lo isha shlo b'shlichoto. And therefore you can't assume, oh, the son accepts. For instance, the father doesn't have a right to marry off the son unless he specifically appoints him as a shaliyah. But in this case he didn't appoint him as a shaliyah. So therefore there's a difference between a lady where you could, a girl where you assume, okay, the father's happy, tavlim et tavtandu. But here, Adaba, the boy is medayek, and therefore you can't say the kiddushin is a kiddushin. Amru le rabbanan rabbina v'dilma shavya shaliach shavya. Who said? Maybe this case over here, the son told the father before they went for that lunch, to be fair, dad, you're my shaliach, go mekadesh the Musas. Maybe that happened. No. Lo hatzi finish le shaviyu el abu shaliach. We don't assume that a son is going to have chutzpah to make his father his shaliyah. That's a chutzpah. Your father's maybe making you a shaliyah. Go do it yourself. I'm not going to say that. Okay. So that's not an option. V'dilma arzuyeh arziyah kameh. Which means, maybe he did appoint him as a shaliyah. But the son indicated to his father that he's happy with this girl. So the father on his own made himself a shaliach. And we have a rule, zachin le'adam shelo b'fanav. Therefore, he was mezakeh his son with this girl over here, even though he didn't know about it. But we know it's a zichut, because already the kid showed he had interest, and maybe that's what happened. So amar le rabba barshimi beferush amar mor. De lo savar leha de Rav Ushmuel. We don't hold like Rav Ushmuel. Meaning, even by a ketana that goes and gets married, unbeknownst to her father, en hosheshim le kiddushin. Unless the father explicitly said, I am happy. We're not hoshesh at all, that maybe. All the more so, we're not going to hoshesh to a son, which is for a daughter, when there's more reason to suspect that the father is going to be happy. We don't hold like Rav Ushmuel that say you have to hoshesh to the kiddushin, unless we know the father's intent explicitly. So to over here also, unless we know the son's intent explicitly on a shimme, maybe, and then we're not going to be hoshesh for the kiddushin. Look at that, she beferush. שמעתי ממנו, דלא סבר את רב ושמואל, חוששים שמה נתרצה האב, וכל שכן לשמה עשאו הבן שליח, אלא אם כן שמענו, okay, unless we heard it, ודכמר אפילו מה נדמד לנו, וחדים את האחית, okay, fine, so therefore, the case of the son is not a kiddush, unless the son appointed him as a shaliyah, or beferush, the son went to the father, I am happy, and things, but לשמה, for חששות, I'm not going to be concerned. How Gabra? Next story. The Kaddish Bechishad Yarka Beshuka. Okay. What did he do? He married, he Mekadesh a girl, Ketana she was, with a
bundle of vegetables.
Is correct. Kishad Yarka. Read the Kaddish Bechishad Yarka in the Shuk. Even according to the opinions that we said, that when a ketana gets does a kedushin unbeknownst to the father, you have to suspect that maybe the father was the tratzit, and therefore the kedushin is a kedushin. That's only when the kedushin is done in a respectful way. But if the kedushin was done in a degrading way like this, we don't have to suspect that the father was happy with it. Now what's the degradation over here? It's one of two things. Vegetables. Either the pile of vegetables or the fact that it was done in the shuk. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Amar de Rabaha medifti le Ravina, bizayon de mai. What's the bizayon that we have over here? E bizayon de yarka, e bizayon de shuka. It can be one of two things. It can be the bizayon of the vegetables, or it can be the bizayon of the marketplace. Nafkamina, the kaddish bechaspa b'shuka, right? If you used kesef in the shuk, right? If you say the bizayon is the vegetables, so if you use kesef, even though in the marketplace, it'll be okay. Or nafkamina will be what bechishad yarka bebeta, or he uses a pile of vegetables in the house. So therefore, if you say the shuk was the problem, so therefore in this case it'll be okay. So that'll be the nafkamina. Amar le idi v'idi derech bizayon. They're both derech bizayon. Meaning doing it in the marketplace and with the vegetables, the father's not going to be in a tratzit. Even according to the opinion that says that a ketana that gets married unbeknownst to the father, you have to suspect that maybe the father's going to be happy. That's only when it was done in a normal way. But if it was done through a bizayon, you don't have to be concerned. Now, next story, Yahuda Amar Lekiribai. It's the story. A guy had a daughter, ketana. So he tells his wife, I want to marry her off to my relatives. V'hi amra lekireba. She says, no, I want to marry her off to my relatives. Okay, kifate. She forced him, the mother forced the father. And the ada amra lekireba. So he buckled. He said, you know what, fine, I'll marry you off to your relatives. So what they do, they invited everybody over, they make a little party, and they're eating and they're drinking, everything's nice, making like a little sauda for the wedding. His relative took the kitana on the roof, the kitcha, and married her off, unbeknownst to the father. So now the question is like this, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, it's nothing. Ketiv, it says in Sefanya, She'erit Yisrael lo ya'asu avla ve'lo yidaberu chazav. And therefore, normally we say what? Shema nitratze'av. But in this case, where he gave his wife his word already, that I'm going to mekadesh the daughter to your relatives, in this case she could clearly say, he is not nitratzit. He's not happy to fall. You know why? Because he won't lie. Once a Jew gives his word is whatever. In this case, you do not have to suspect bichlal that he went back on it. That's one answer. Rava Amar Hazaka in Adam Torei Abisuda Mafsida. Another reason why he's not backing out. He just made a big sauda over here. Hazaka, after a guy spends all this money and all this tirhana sauda, he don't want to mafseed it now. Now he's got to make another sauda, and this sauda was worthless. He's making a sauda to marry off to this guy, the Peloni. And now all of a sudden the guy, the other relative was Mekadesh, he's not interested. Well, no, I'm going to waste my whole tirha. So those are the two reasons. What's going to be nafkamina? My binayu, ika binayu de lo tarah. Nafkamina, we didn't make a sauda. According to the first opinion, guy doesn't lie. Sherit Yisraelu Yesu Avla, I don't care if he made a sauda or not, he gave his word to his wife. We know he was not in the tzitzit with the second kedushin. But according to the second answer, nah, guys will lie. He just don't want to lose the sauda. If he didn't make a sauda, then he'll say, I want to, I'm happy, therefore the kedushin is going to be tofes on the his relative. Okay, now we go to the next case. Nitkadsha l'da'at abiha. Okay, beautiful. Kiddushin was done the father's consent. The father went overseas now. They didn't consummate the marriage yet. Ve'amda v'nisit. She went on her own, and she consummated the marriage without her father's consent. Now, let's say she is a Bat Yisrael that's marrying a Kohen. We know the law is. Let's just review the laws. Bat Yisrael that marries a Kohen, she eats teruma. Bat Yisrael that's irusin to a Kohen, min Torah, she can eat teruma. Midrabanan, the rabbis, for whatever reasons, for two reasons, they said, she cannot eat teruma. Either because she might take the teruma back to her house and feed it to her brothers, and that's a problem. Or maybe he's going to find the mum in her, and he's going to renege on it, and then the mafreya, she ate teruma as a zah.
Yeah.
But she's going to mevatel the kiddushin if he sees a mum on her. So that's why we don't want her to eat until she's actually married. Right? Okay, now let's go. So what happened? Amarav. Rav says, the kiddushin is tofes, even though she did it without the father, and she's ochelet mitruma. She can eat teruma. Why? Because minat Torah she's allowed to eat teruma already. So therefore, I don't have to be choshesh that what that any problem is going to come out if she's eating the teruma. Because even if the father is not nitratzit, she's still able to eat teruma minat Torah now. Yes. So therefore, Rav is lenient. Let her eat teruma. Okay. So therefore, you could assume since she's eating already, hazakah that the father agreed, because anyway, minat Torah she's eating already. Minat Torah, therefore we can say okay, and therefore she's considered an okay betruma. Unless the father comes back from overseas and says I protest, okay, fine. But until he protests, she can eat teruma. Because minat Torah she can eat teruma. Why? And what's going to happen if he protests? Zara ochelet betruma lemafreya midrabanan. Midrabanan, because really she's allowed to, but he doesn't even want to put her in a midrabanan predicament. That's the machlokin Rav and Rav Aseh. Have Avda, there was a story. The hashla Rav had Rav Aseh. And Rav was lenient in his halakha, but when it came to the story, he was mahmir. What happened? A lady, a girl got married, kiddushin, her father's consent. The father went midat hayam, and now she went to the rabbi, she got married. She went to the rabbi, Rav. Rabbi, can I eat teruma? No, don't eat teruma. But you're the one that's lenient. Okay, could be he retracted. Could be when it came to halakha l'maaseh, he said, you know what? Maybe your father's going to come home. Maybe he's going to be upset, and therefore you're going to eat teruma l'mafreya as a zara. Drabbanan, okay, problem. Okay. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, umode Rav, she'im meta, eno yorsha. Okay, so everybody agrees that the whole business that we're saying over here is only le'enyan teruma. Yeah. However, let's say made a kiddushin. When does Yerusha take place only? Yerusha only takes place after marriage. Okay? She made a nisu'in now, unbeknownst to the father. Mm-hmm. Right? Now she died. Everybody agrees the husband is not going to be Yoresha. Why? Uki mamona b'chizkat mareh. Because we have a safek over here. We don't know if the father
agreed or not.
And therefore, when you have a safek, when it comes to money, you always put the money where it was initially. And where was it?
By the father.
Which is even the Rab that said she can eat teruma, that was only the gabet teruma. Because anyway, even if she's an arusa, she can eat teruma in a Torah. So therefore, nisuin eat. I could keep on the hazakah that she was eating already in a Torah. Continue eating. I can assume the father's gonna be in the tzitzit. But that doesn't mean that he went so far to say that they're full fledged married. That if she dies, the husband's gonna be yoresh. No, maybe the father's not gonna be in the tzitzit. Therefore, uki mamone bechazkate. Look at the Rashi. Look at Rashi. Umudei Rav. Bottom Rashi over there. Amen.